Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Here's a mistake I see all the time. Investors sign the subscription agreement and wire their money without ever reading the private placement memorandum. The PPM is one of the most important documents for understanding a deal's disclosures and risks, and your rights are ultimately defined in the operating agreement or partnership agreement. It's the blueprint for how the deal is structured, how you'll get paid, what the risks are, and what the sponsor's track record is. And yet, most investors don't read it. They skim the executive summary, look at the projected returns, and sign. Here's the reality. Investing passively doesn't mean investing blindly. If you're putting $50,000, $100,000, or more into a deal, you need to know what you're signing. I'm CREI Colin, and this is Building Passive Income, where we give you the strategies to build real wealth through passive real estate investing. Today, we're breaking down how to read a PPM. You'll learn what a PPM is, what sections matter most, what to look for, and what red flags to watch for. This isn't legal advice, but by the end of this episode, you'll know how to approach a PPM with confidence and ask the right questions. Let's dive in. A private placement memorandum is a disclosure document that provides detailed information about a syndication deal to prospective investors. Most private offerings include a PPM because it is the primary disclosure document that helps investors understand the terms and risks. Think of the PPM as the deal's instruction manual. It tells you what the investment is, how the deal is structured, what the business plan is, what the risks are, how you'll get paid, what your rights and obligations are, and who the sponsor is and what their track record is. PPMs vary widely in length, often anywhere from dozens of pages to a few hundred, depending on complexity and exhibits. The PPM is a key disclosure document, and the subscription documents typically include acknowledgments that you received it and had the opportunity to review it. Your binding obligations are usually in the subscription agreement and the operating agreement or partnership agreement, but the PPM provides the disclosures and context you need to make an informed decision. Disclosure helps set expectations and reduce disputes, but it does not protect anyone from liability for misstatements or missing material facts. This is why reading the PPM thoroughly should be a core part of your process. It's your responsibility as an investor to understand what you're reviewing. Commit to reading the PPM for every deal you invest in. Block out 2 to 3 hours to review it carefully. This is not a document to skim. And pair the PPM with the operating agreement, because that is where your rights, voting provisions, and distribution rules are actually defined. Let's break down the key sections of a PPM and what to look for in each one. Section 1, Executive Summary. This is a high-level overview of the deal. It typically includes the property address and market, the purchase price and business plan, the equity raise and use of proceeds, projected returns, the hold period and exit strategy, and the sponsor's background and track record. What to look for? Does the business plan make sense for this property and market? Are the projected returns in line with the risk and strategy? Does the sponsor have experience executing this type of deal in this market? Section 2, Risk Factors. This is one of the most important sections. It lists all the material risks associated with the investment. Common risks include market risk, execution risk, financing risk, sponsor risk, liquidity risk, and loss of capital. What to look for? Are the risks clearly disclosed? Which risks are most relevant to this deal or market? What is the sponsor's plan to mitigate them? This section is attorney-drafted and intentionally comprehensive, so it can feel overwhelming, but it is still worth reading closely. Section 3, Investment Structure. This section explains how the deal is structured, including the legal entity, the equity and debt structure, the minimum investment amount, the profit split and waterfall, the preferred return, if any, and the promote structure. What to look for? Is there a preferred return? Is it cumulative? What is the profit split between LP and GP? Does the LP get their capital back before the GP takes promote? Are there performance-based promote tiers? Section 4, Business Plan. This section explains what the sponsor plans to do with the property. For a value-add deal, it might include renovating units, upgrading common areas, improving property management and operations, raising rents to market rates, and increasing occupancy. For a stabilized deal, the business plan might focus on maintaining occupancy, modest rent growth, and operational efficiency. What to look for? Is the business plan realistic and achievable? Does the sponsor have experience executing this type of plan? Are the renovation costs and timelines conservative or aggressive? Section 5, Financial Projections. This section includes the sponsor's projections for income, expenses, cash flow, and returns. It typically includes year-by-year operating pro formas, projected cash-on-cash returns, projected sale proceeds and equity multiple, and projected IRR. What to look for? Are the assumptions conservative or aggressive? What rent growth is projected? Is it realistic for the market? What occupancy is projected? Is it achievable? What are the projected expenses? Do they account for rising insurance, property taxes, and maintenance? What exit cap rate is assumed? Is it conservative? Section 6, Sponsor Background. This section provides information about the sponsor's experience, track record, and team. What to look for? How many deals has the sponsor completed? What asset classes and markets do they specialize in? What is their track record of delivering returns to investors? Who is on the team? Do they have the expertise needed for this deal? Section 7, Fees and Compensation. This section discloses all fees the sponsor will earn, including acquisition fee, asset management fee, refinance fee, disposition fee, and promote. What to look for? Are the fees clearly disclosed and within market norms? Are there any related party fees? Is the sponsor co-investing their own capital into the deal? When reading a PPM, focus on these 7 sections. They contain the most critical information you need to evaluate the deal. Reading a PPM can feel overwhelming, especially if it's your first one. Here's a step-by-step process to make it manageable. Step 1. Set aside time. Block out 2 to 3 hours to read the PPM carefully. Don't try to skim it in 20 minutes. Step 2. Start with the executive summary. Get a high-level understanding of the deal, the business plan, and the projected returns. Step 3. Read the risk factors. Understand what could go wrong. Ask yourself, am I comfortable with these risks? Which risks are most relevant here, and what is the sponsor's plan to mitigate them? Step 4. Review the investment structure. Understand how the deal is structured, how profits are split, and what the waterfall looks like. Step 5. Evaluate the business plan. Ask yourself, does this plan make sense? Is it achievable? Does the sponsor have the experience to execute it? Step 6. Analyze the financial projections. Look at the assumptions. Are they conservative or aggressive? Do they align with your expectations for the market? Step 7. Review the sponsor background. Confirm that the sponsor has the experience and track record to execute this deal. Step 8. Identify fees and compensation. Make sure all fees are disclosed and reasonable. Step 9. Highlight questions. As you read, highlight anything you don't understand or that raises questions. Write down your questions and ask the sponsor before you invest. Step 10. Consult with your team and review the operating agreement. If you have a real estate CPA, financial advisor, or attorney, have them review the PPM with you. And pair the PPM with the operating agreement, because that is where your rights, voting provisions, and distribution rules are actually defined. Treat the PPM as a critical disclosure document you're reviewing before making a binding commitment. Read it carefully, take notes, and ask questions. Here are some red flags that should prompt deeper questions or cause you to walk away. Red flag 1, vague or missing risk disclosures. If the risk factors section is generic or incomplete, that's a concern. A good PPM discloses risks specific to the deal and market. Red flag 2, overly aggressive projections. If the sponsor is projecting 25% IRR with a 1.5-year hold period and minimal risk, be skeptical. Returns that high typically come with significant risk. Red flag 3, excessive or unclear fees. If the sponsor is charging fees at the high end of the range on multiple fronts, or if fees are vaguely defined, ask for clarification. Red flag 4, no sponsor co-investment. If the sponsor isn't investing their own capital into the deal, ask why. Lack of co-investment doesn't automatically disqualify a deal, but it's worth understanding. Red flag 5, unlimited sponsor discretion. If the operating agreement gives the sponsor unlimited discretion to make major decisions without investor approval, ask for clarification on guardrails. Red flag 6, conflicts of interest not disclosed. If the sponsor owns the property management company, the construction company, or the brokerage, those relationships and fees should be clearly disclosed in the PPM. If they're not, that's a red flag. Red flag 7, no track record. If the sponsor is a first-time syndicator with no prior deals, that's not necessarily disqualifying, but it does increase risk. Make sure the rest of the team has experience. If you encounter any of these red flags, ask the sponsor to explain. A great sponsor will be transparent and willing to address your concerns. After you've read the PPM, schedule a call with the sponsor and ask questions. Here are some good ones. About the business plan. What is your biggest risk in executing this business plan? What happens if renovations take longer or cost more than projected? How are you mitigating vacancy risk during the renovation period? About the market. Why did you choose this market? What economic or demographic trends support your thesis? What happens if the market softens during the hold period? About financing. What type of loan are you using? Fixed or floating rate? If floating, when does the interest rate cap expire and how much will it cost to renew? What is your refinance or extension strategy if the loan matures before you're ready to sell? About projections. What assumptions are you using for rent growth, vacancy, and expenses? What exit cap rate are you assuming? How did you arrive at that number? How have your past deals performed relative to projections? About fees and alignment. Are you co-investing in this deal? If so, how much? Are there any related party fees I should be aware of? How are you compensated if the deal underperforms? About investor rights. What decisions require investor approval or consent? Can I transfer or sell my interest? If so, how? What are the conditions under which you, as the sponsor, can be removed? Don't be afraid to ask questions. A great sponsor welcomes questions and provides clear, transparent answers. Once you've read the PPM, asked your questions, and feel comfortable with the deal, here's what happens next. Step 1. Complete the subscription agreement. This is the legal document where you formally commit to invest. It includes your personal information, investment amount, and eligibility representations based on the offering structure. Step 2. Complete the investor questionnaire. This document verifies your eligibility and collects information required by securities law. Step 3. Wire your funds. You'll receive wiring instructions from the sponsor or their legal team. Always verify wiring instructions by phone before sending funds. Step 4. Receive confirmation. Once your funds are received, you'll receive confirmation of your investment and a copy of your executed subscription agreement. Step 5. Receive ongoing updates. The sponsor should provide regular updates on the property's performance, financials, and business plan execution. Don't rush through the subscription process. Read every document carefully, verify wiring instructions, and keep copies of all signed agreements. All right, let's recap. The PPM is one of the most important documents for understanding a deal's disclosures and risks, and your rights are ultimately defined in the operating agreement or partnership agreement. Reading the PPM thoroughly should be a core part of your process. Here's what you need to know. 1. The PPM is a key disclosure document that helps you understand the deal, the business plan, the risks, the structure, the projections, the sponsor background, and the fees. 2. The key sections to focus on are the executive summary, risk factors, investment structure, business plan, financial projections, sponsor background, and fees. 3. Set aside 2 to 3 hours to read the PPM carefully. Highlight questions, take notes, and consult with your CPA or attorney. Pair the PPM with the operating agreement, because that is where your rights, voting provisions, and distribution rules are actually defined. 4. Red flags include vague risk disclosures, overly aggressive projections, excessive fees, no sponsor co-investment, unlimited sponsor discretion, undisclosed conflicts of interest, and no track record. 5. After reading the PPM, ask the sponsor questions about the business plan, market, financing, projections, fees, and investor rights. 6. Once you're comfortable, complete the subscription agreement, verify wiring instructions, and keep copies of all signed documents. Here's your action step. If you're currently reviewing a deal, commit to reading the entire PPM before you invest. Use this episode as a guide to focus on the sections that matter most. If you're ready to build a diversified syndication portfolio with sponsors who provide clear, transparent PPMs and welcome investor questions, let's talk. Check the show notes for a link to schedule a call with us at creipartners.com. Next time on Building Passive Income, we're diving into the operating agreement decoded, your rights as a limited partner. Until then, remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with reading the PPM. I'm CREI Colin. Let's build wealth together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at passiveinvestorcoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.